Yaakov remains alone. Why does Yaakov go back? Rashi brings the Midrash from the Gemara that he went back for a small vessels. Says Rav Charlap, Yaakov Avinu's actions are so amazing. He's scared of Esav. He's scared of utter desolation. Esav might kill half his family. Yaakov doesn't lose his perspective. Even when he's under such pressure, he doesn't lose it. He even is careful to clean up after himself. And Yaakov's fear of his brother Esav was not selfish. It wasn't, oh no, who knows what will happen to me. Yaakov thinks, I have a job to do. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants me to do it here. How can I fulfill Hashem's mission if this is what will happen now with Esav? I have a responsibility. Am I living up to my responsibility? And that's why Yaakov, within all that fear, has a certain comfort and happiness. Because he says, if this is what Hashem wants, at the end of the day, I'm going to live with what Hashem wants, and I'll deal with it. It doesn't scare him in the sense of, oh no, what will I do if? It scares him in the sense of, how am I supposed to do Hashem's mission on the planet if this is what will happen? And that's why the fear was not debilitating. Because it was fear within a perspective. It was not about himself, it was about his mission. And that's why Yaakov could still have clarity, even at this moment. You know, they say, I don't know if it's true, but they say that when the Yom Kippur war broke out, Rabin lost it. Rabin couldn't function. He was supposed to be the chief of staff, and he lost it. He panicked. And he went into a panic attack and couldn't function, and he did not lead the forces here. Meaning they say that this is like a known fact. I don't know if it's true, but that's what they say. Yaakov Avinu can deal with the fear, and it's not, you know, it's not mind-boggling. We have whole fields, soccer fields. They prepared over 10,000 burial plots. They thought there'd be so many people dead. They weren't sure if we wouldn't lose 25% of the country.
67.
Yeah. So there was real fear. I mean, okay, but come Chazal and tell us Yaakov Avinu could go back for those small vessels because it's not about himself. It's about how am I dealing with Hashem. And that's why the story begins with Vayvater Yaakov Levado. Yaakov remains alone. Alone means alone with Hashem. He's alone with the concept of his service of Hashem. And so on that level where a person's focus is, what does Hashem want from me? What am I supposed to do here? Then even in the face of the greatest danger, there's an inner peace. And here we're supposed to learn from it. A way of dealing with life where a person can deal with whatever bitterness is thrown his way to the point where life is sweet and there's also an inner tranquility. And I want to add a point to what Rav Charlap said here. Yaakov Avinu had to deal with a lot of things that were beyond his control. Esav's attacking him. He didn't ask for it. You know, his mother told him to go get those blessings, and now Esav. He finishes with Esav, his daughter Dinah is abducted. He finishes with Dinah, his two sons have rebelled against him, they run the show, and they define the course of the family and the danger the family is now in existential danger. They didn't ask him, and when he tells them you shouldn't have done that, they say, what, you're going to let your daughter just be like that? They answer him. They're not listening. They're answering him. Now Yaakov Avinu heads back to fulfill his vow to Hashem. His wife Rachel dies. He's left with a baby, a one-day-old baby that's an orphan, a nine-year-old son that's an orphan. He wants to give them the greatest backing, so he adopts Bilhah as his wife instead of Rachel, and now Yosef, you see, even in his dreams, he sees Bilhah as mom. Yaakov Avinu succeeds in giving his orphan children the feeling there's a replacement. You have someone who's taking care of you. In comes Reuven and decides it shouldn't be that way, Abba. I'm switching your beds. Yaakov Avinu is devastated. In his bedroom, his son is interfering, is moving the beds where it should go. He says, okay, you just disrupted the whole order of the family. You were supposed to be the king. You were supposed to be the Kohen. You were supposed to be the firstborn. Okay, kingship goes to Yehuda. Firstborn goes to Yosef. Kahuna goes to Levi. The whole family shifts. Yaakov Avinu has to deal with so much that's beyond his control. and he can continue running the family. And he can continue, and you're all my kids, and right afterwards he makes a declaration, all 12 of you are still my sons, and he moves forward. When does Yaakov lose it? When he thinks he's lost his mission in Hashem's world. When Yosef is gone, and he thinks Yosef was killed, and he's told by Hashem in advance, you have the following sign. You are supposed to be 12. So long as you are 12, you will be the future of the world. You will be the Jewish people. But you should know that if you lose one of them, then that's a sign it's all over. So now when Yosef is gone, Yaakov's mission in the world is thrown into disarray. And that's when Yaakov loses the Shechina. And that's when Yaakov loses perspective on the world. And that's when Yaakov loses inner peace. And that's when Yaakov spends the next 20 years with internal turmoil where his soul is dead. When he hears Yosef's alive, V'tichi ruach Yaakov avihen, then Yaakov's spirit comes back to life. But until then, his spirit was dead. Yaakov Avinu did not see how he's supposed to move forward from here. What am I supposed to do now? And Hashem doesn't answer him. So this whole theme, Yaakov Avinu deals with all the challenges until he feels the challenge of, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. How am I supposed to fulfill my mission in the world? Reuven did something wrong, we can deal with it. Shimon and Levi did something wrong, we can deal with it. Dina was abducted, we can deal with it. Rachel died, we can deal with it. Esav's threatening us existentially, we can deal with it. A person can always deal so long as he retains that inner peace. I'm trying to do Hashem's job. The second he feels like you're gone, Yosef, Yaakov, Yosef's gone, and that's it. So then Yaakov loses that. That's my addition. In my humble understanding, that's what we see in next week's parsha. What was the straw that broke the camel's back? When he thought that he lost it in the eyes of Hashem. And he didn't see how he was supposed to fix it.